Alaskans have heard stories for years about how climate change is affecting subsistence hunting and fishing. Now, researchers are trying to quantify that impact, and they're finding the biggest problem is access. Rachel Waltholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
This summer, Maya Lukin set out to document changes around her home community of Kotzebue. For Lukin, the impacts of climate change are personal. She says her six-year-old niece is learning different rules for hunting and fishing than she did growing up.
You know, she's going to grow up learning, oh, we got to check the ice. I never had to check the ice, ever.
Lukin heard similar stories all over the region when she visited several villages this year with a videographer in tow. Lukin was the tribal environmental manager for the Manilik Association, the regional nonprofit. She didn't tell people she was making a video about climate change. She just asked, how has the weather changed in your lifetime? And she says people talked and talked and talked. There's Iditarod musher John Baker, who says when he started running dogs 20 years ago, he could train year-round.
This year I started running the 1st of September, and I'm having to run them only early in the morning because it's so warm.
Or Carl Thomas of Deering, who says unreliable ice has made it difficult to hunt bearded seals or ugruk.
This year, me and my friend actually shot an ugruk, and we tried to walk to it, but we couldn't get to it because the ice was so rotten.
Above all, people talked about how unpredictable the weather is now and how that makes it harder to get out on the land. Those are exactly the kinds of issues University of Alaska Fairbanks biologist Todd Brinkman and his team found when they set out to assess the impact of climate change on subsistence use.
Our take-home finding was relatively surprising in that we found that the climate effects on the environment are having the largest impact on people's ability to travel across landscapes and access these resources.
In other words, the biggest effects right now aren't on, say, the populations of caribou or seals. The biggest effects are on people's ability to get to those animals. Brinkman and his colleagues conducted interviews in four villages, Wainwright and Kektovik on the Arctic coast, and Vinatai and Fort Yukon in the interior, for a paper published this fall. Residents told them ice is thinner, rivers are shallower, permafrost is deteriorating. The biggest problem is just getting places. Brinkman says that's a surprise for wildlife biologists who are used to focusing on a species population size.
And we make this assumption that if there's an abundance of fish or game, hunting opportunities will follow suit and they'll be just fine. But we found despite abundant resources, people were having trouble accessing them because of how the climate was changing the local environment.
One example of this, bowhead whales. The bowhead population is growing, but harvests have been uncertain because of thinner sea ice and unpredictable weather.
Whalers have to be much more careful when they're spring whaling, which occurs on sea ice, getting out to their whaling location and finding a landing that's stable enough to actually get the whale back onto after they harvest it.
The question is, how big a deal is all of this? Are these changes just inconveniences or something more? That's what Brinkman's newest research is focused on.
Are people not able to meet their needs? Are they forced to make some serious sacrifices? Are they forced to abandon hunting areas altogether?
To answer those questions, Brinkman and his colleagues have distributed GPS-equipped cameras in 9 villages. As residents travel around the region, they're asked to take photos of the kind of landscape changes that get in the way, from open water on rivers to fallen trees from recent wildfires. Researchers will then cross-reference that data with satellite and aerial images from NASA dating back to the 1980s to determine whether these kinds of disturbances are happening more frequently than in the past. Another big question is how communities are adapting to these changes, whether through new technology or new approaches. Maya Lukin of Kotzebue has one answer. Facebook.
Because it's real time, and if you have enough friends who are hunters, berry pickers, or fishers, then you know where the safe ice is, and so you can see them posting pictures, and you're like, hey, onion portage, tons of caribou, go right now.
She says Facebook is a really good tool when you can no longer rely on the weather. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waltholtz in Anchorage.